This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year in 2019 was a simple four-letter word, they. We're joined on University Beat by Jane Nall, an instructor in the University of South Florida Department of Psychology.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first off, what is your reaction to this decision by Merriam-Webster?
Well, I'm not at all surprised, but I am pleased that they recognize the importance of this pronoun. I believe their reason for doing that was because so many people searched their dictionary on that word. People who do not ascribe to a binary concept of gender are saying, I want to use that pronoun rather than he or she, which means male or female. The use of they as singular has been a topic for many, many years. It goes way back where they originally was prescribed as a plural pronoun. But because English doesn't have a singular pronoun that doesn't designate gender, people have begun using it as their singular pronoun.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, 20 years ago, you did your dissertation on psycholinguistics and the use of the word they. Even in that time, what has that change been?
The change has been twofold. One is that we're more frequently using it in natural speech as a singular pronoun, but also people are intentionally saying, I want to use it as my pronoun because I don't identify as he or she, I am they. As a cognitive psychologist, I'm interested in how do they comprehend these pronouns? We were told back when I was in school to use he because it will also include she. And I never felt that really worked. And so a lot of the research that we did prove that out. We were basically looking to see what people comprehend when you use he as a gender-neutral pronoun as opposed to he or she or they as a singular pronoun.
There are a lot of people, I'm sure, who are listening right now who are wondering why this is even a thing and will continue to stick with he and she and not use they in this manner as a singular manner. What is your message to them?
Well, we really didn't find that in our research.
Really?
We found that people are very comfortable with using they as a singular pronoun. What we did was we took a microphone and went out into the Wednesday market here on campus and just went around like a reporter on the street and saying, you know, we want to ask you a question. How can you tell if a person is an educated person? And we had people answer that question and we looked at what pronoun they used. We're not saying it's a male person or a female person. It's just an educated person. And more often than not, they used they. You know, they're someone who read a lot of books. They're someone who is very smart. They rarely said he or she. Only one or two people said he, and they never said she.
But you're speaking there of a generic person where they don't know the identity.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take probably the most famous specific person who wants to be identified as they, or at least the one who made the most headlines in 2019 for this reason, R&B singer Sam Smith. Now, someone may look at Sam Smith and say he, no matter what Sam Smith wants to be called they. What's your reaction there?
It's going to be difficult for many of us, but we have to remember that for many of us, it's been difficult all along to use he or she, to be respectful of people who don't identify as he or as she. I think we need to put forth the effort, and it is going to be an effort for some people. But it's always been that way in language. We have a whole history of language changes that have happened because people started saying it one way and other people said, ooh, that sounds awkward, but it became part of the language. Language changes. That's one of the beautiful things about language. And language can change in a way that acknowledges people who maybe didn't feel acknowledged before. And I think that's pretty true in this case.
Jane Nall, an instructor in the USF Department of Psychology, congratulations on your recent retirement, and thank you again for your time.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
To read more about Merriam-Webster's decision, you can visit WUSFnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.